You got in so late, it's Sunday morning. Said that you were leaving, letting go of us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to another elementary lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
Diana, Chinese New Year is here again.
Yes, it is. And we all know this is the busiest time to travel.
So we are buying train tickets today, or at least we're trying to buy train tickets. We have two people in our dialogue today, Matt and Stephanie, and they are talking about the troubles of buying train tickets around Chinese New Year. Shall we go ahead and listen?
All right, let's do that three times.
Dialogue first time.
Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
Yes, I haven't been home for a year. I really miss my family.
When are you leaving?
Not sure. It depends on the ticket situation.
What do you mean?
Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time of the year. It's almost impossible to get train tickets.
Why don't you fly?
It's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train. Besides, plane tickets are way too expensive during this time of the year.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck.
Dialogue, second time.
Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
Yes, I haven't been home for a year. I really miss my family.
When are you leaving?
Not sure. It depends on the ticket situation.
What do you mean?
Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time of the year. It's almost impossible to get train tickets.
Why don't you fly?
It's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train. Besides, plane tickets are way too expensive during this time of the year.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck.
Dialogue, third time.
Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
Yes, I haven't been home for a year. I really miss my family.
When are you leaving?
Not sure. It depends on the ticket situation.
What do you mean?
Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time of the year. It's almost impossible to get train tickets.
Why don't you fly?
It's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train. Besides, plane tickets are way too expensive during this time of the year.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck.
So, I am assuming that Matt is a foreigner, and that Stephanie is a local Chinese.
It's quite possible here. He says, Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
And she says, yes, I haven't been home for a year. So she's going to go home because she really misses family.
So he asks, when she's leaving, and then she says,
it depends on the ticket situation.
Okay, it depends on the ticket situation. All right, so here we have this word depends.
Yes. So depends has two different meanings. One is you depend on someone, so you need them for something.
So like a child depends on their parents.
Yes. Or we could say that certain activities depend on good weather.
Okay, so for example, do you want to go to the beach on Saturday?
Well, it depends on the weather.
Is it going to rain or not? If it rains, maybe we shouldn't go to the beach.
Right. So the second meaning of depends means that we have to see how something else is before we either make a decision or we do something.
要看情况吧.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so depends on the situation basically means 要看情况吧. You need to see what's happening before you can make a decision.
Right.
Or, maybe, so she says she doesn't know when she's leaving. It depends on the ticket situation. So this means you know, the day she wants to leave, there might not be any tickets. Mm-hmm. So she might have to go one day earlier or one day later, right, or some other time. Mm-hmm. Right. So it depends on the situation.
Right.
And situation is basically how things are.
Yes.
Right. So, 情况.
Yeah, like the conditions, for yeah, example.
Yeah, the conditions.
Are there tickets on the day that she wants to leave? Mm-hmm. Maybe there's tickets for a day 2 days after, since mm-hmm. most people are going to try to get home as early as possible. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on all these little different things.
Yeah. So here, though, we have the word depends and on. A mm. lot of times the word on comes after depends.
Yes.
So, like you said, it depends on the weather, mm-hmm. right? Depends on the situation. It depends on traffic.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Traffic situation.
Are you going to get here in time? Ooh, it depends on the traffic. There's a lot of cars on the road right now. I might not get there in time. But can we use this word depends without using the word on afterward?
Yeah, I would say a lot of us native speakers, if we're just talking to each other in a very casual way, we might say, well, it depends if I can get a ticket.
Mm, depends if.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you can use if instead of on, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay, for example, do you want to go to the beach on Saturday?
It depends if it's sunny or raining.
Right, yeah, it depends if it's raining or not, mm-hmm. right? What about no if and no on? Can we still use depends?
Well, for example, let's say I invite you to a party, mm-hmm. and I say, Spencer, do you want to go?
Hmm. I don't know. Depends who's going.
Right.
Who else is going to the party?
Yeah.
Is there going to be that guy, Adam, I don't like? maybe I won't go to the party. Either way, like we said, guys, the word depends. This is in the expansion section, and so is situation. So mm-hmm. if you're not totally clear on everything here, go ahead and check that out, and hopefully it will help you out even more.
Yeah. So before we move on from situation, you can always say, like, hey, what's the situation with or on something? Mm. Right? On the project, what's the situation with...
What's the situation with your girlfriend? What's the situation at work?
Yeah, so yeah. really just anything you can ask about the situation of.
Mm-hmm. So moving along here, basically Matt doesn't seem to, you know, understand why she is depending on the situation. He doesn't understand why she doesn't know when she's leaving yet. And she says, well, it's the busiest travel time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Come on, Matt. You didn't know that, buddy? How long you been in China?
Probably just 2 days.
He must be a newbie. Okay. So busiest travel time of the year. I think this is pretty straightforward, but travel time?
It's just a time when people travel.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in America, we have like Thanksgiving, very, you know, 感恩节. A lot mm-hmm. of people travel during Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
And then 圣诞节, a lot of people travel during
Christmas.
And then in the summertime, plane tickets are always expensive because a lot of people go on vacation during the summer. So it's also a busy travel time.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But here in China, Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time. Everyone is traveling to go home, right?
Yeah.
And this makes it almost impossible to get train tickets.
Right. So it's really, really, really hard to get those train tickets.
Mm. Yeah, so impossible really means that it can't be done.
Right.
But here she says, you know, it's almost impossible. So meaning it's almost can't be done. I almost can't get home.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get home, right? Is there any other way we could use this word impossible here?
I think a lot of times we might exaggerate how hard something is to do. Mm. So we'll just use impossible. Mm. We won't even use almost. We'll just say it's impossible, even though we mean that it's really hard and it can be done. Mm. It's just very hard to.
It's like, oh, I want to lose weight, but it's just impossible. I can't lose weight. I'm just so fat. Right. Yeah. So sometimes people use the word impossible to just mean very difficult when, you know, it actually is possible.
Right,
it's
right.
It's just hard. Okay, so Matt just really doesn't get it here. He says, well, why don't you fly?
Well, that is a good question. I mean, you could fly.
Come on, Matt. Matt's such a newbie.
Yeah. Okay. So here we use fly instead of take the plane. Mm. It just sounds more natural.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so why don't you fly? He doesn't mean literally fly like a bird. He means
put on some wings.
No, he means take a plane. Mm-hmm. Right, so why don't you take a plane? And she says,
it's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train.
Okay, so get to her hometown. I think this is pretty straightforward, guys, but your hometown is where you are from.
Yes.
Where you grew up. The town where your home is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for people who've moved from, like, one city to another, it's mm-hmm. kind of hard to say which, you know, what your hometown is. But I would say most of the time, it's the city you grew up in mm-hmm. when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here she says, by train. So here we use the preposition by, you know, before a type of transportation,
mm-hmm.
right? So here it's by train. But you could also say by plane, by bus,
yes.
by car, by boat,
yes.
by motorcycle, by foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By foot.
Yeah. To walk, right? But yeah, she says it's easier for her to get home by train. And then she says, besides, plane tickets are way too expensive, right? So besides,
anyways.
Yeah, it's like, anyway, you know, plane tickets are too expensive.
Right, in addition.
Mm-hmm, yeah, way too expensive.
All right, so basically way is describing too.
Mm-hmm.
Way too mm-hmm. expensive just means really or extremely mm-hmm. expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is also in our expansion section, but we'll give a couple examples here today, guys. So here she says way too expensive. How about that guy is way too fat to be wearing that shirt?
That's a good example.
Okay.
Or how about taking a taxi during rush hour mm-hmm. is just way too slow.
Mm, way too slow. Oh, that's a mm-hmm. good one. Let's think of one more example. I can't eat all that. That portion is way too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So way too, you know, it just emphasizes.
Yeah.
强调, it just emphasizes how, you know, something is. In this case, she says way too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To which he says, oh, well, I see. Best of luck.
Yeah, she probably does need a bit of luck there.
Yeah, good luck to you, Stephanie, and getting home. Let's go ahead and listen to this again, shall we?
Dialogue first time.
Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
Yes, I haven't been home for a year. I really miss my family.
When are you leaving?
Not sure. It depends on the ticket situation.
What do you mean?
Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time of the year. It's almost impossible to get train tickets.
Why don't you fly?
It's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train. Besides, plane tickets are way too expensive during this time of the year.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck.
Dialogue, second time.
Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
Yes, I haven't been home for a year. I really miss my family.
When are you leaving?
Not sure. It depends on the ticket situation.
What do you mean?
Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time of the year. It's almost impossible to get train tickets.
Why don't you fly?
It's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train. Besides, plane tickets are way too expensive during this time of the year.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck.
Dialogue, third time.
Stephanie, are you going home for Chinese New Year?
Yes, I haven't been home for a year. I really miss my family.
When are you leaving?
Not sure. It depends on the ticket situation.
What do you mean?
Chinese New Year is the busiest travel time of the year. It's almost impossible to get train tickets.
Why don't you fly?
It's actually easier for me to get to my hometown by train. Besides, plane tickets are way too expensive during this time of the year.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck. Okay, so a couple more things we want to look at today before we get out of here. Hey, get out of here. I was just going to talk about this word, get. So here, Stephanie was talking about getting tickets and getting to her hometown.
Yes.
So get, it can mean buy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it can also mean go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's actually a lot of great ways to use this little word get. But yeah, if you want to, you know, get train tickets, instead of saying buy, it's just a more casual way of saying buy. And then here, get to my hometown, which is basically go home. So get is also another way you can say go home.
Yeah. Like, so Diana, how are you going to get home?
Well, it depends on my mood. Because sometimes I like to get home by bus, and sometimes I just go for the quicker option, which is the metro.
Okay. All right. So getting also, remember, guys, this can mean buy. So if you're going to, like, you know, eat something, you say, oh, I'm going to go get some food.
Yeah.
Right?
Buy some food.
Or I'm going to go to the store and get some clothes. I want to buy some clothes.
Yeah.
Right? Just some things to think about here, guys.
So, Spencer, we mentioned that Thanksgiving and Christmas and summer are the peak travel seasons in America. But what about how people travel? What's the most common way that people travel?
I guess still by car.
If it's close enough, right?
Yeah, if it's close enough, it's by car. If it's a bit further, by plane.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
I mean, I've taken many buses in the States, too. I don't take the train, though. It's actually really expensive. It's cheaper to fly.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, the train's not only slower, it's also more expensive. So most people, they will fly if, you know, they don't have a lot of people. If you're going as a family, sometimes it makes more sense to drive.
Yeah, take the car. Okay, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson. And, you know, we hope that you can get home for Chinese New Year.
Yeah, let us know which mode of transportation is going to get you home.
That's right, guys. Are you going to get home by train, plane, car, boat, bus, by foot, by bike? What's your mode of transportation?
Or maybe you don't even need to travel because you live at home.
Yeah. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time, guys.
All right. Bye. I can be your